Well, it only took me about 2 years, but welcome back to the next episode of The Good, The Brad, and The Ugly. There won't be any fancy music introduction as it's 10 o'clock at night and I've got sleeping kiddos, but welcome back. All right, real quick on today's adventure of Dad Cooks Food. Rachel and the girls had already eaten lunch or dinner way earlier, and we had leftovers. All I had to eat were some leftover taco meat. So I thought I would make myself a burrito, warm up the taco meat, put some beans together, sour cream, tomatoes, you know, heat all that up, burrito, done. Well, when you reheat ground beef taco meat, it's a good idea to add in some water. Well, I added in too much water to the meat while I heated it up on the stove. Oh yeah, by the way, I don't have a microwave, so everything is done on stovetop or in the oven. So I added too much water to the meat. Great. Now it gets kind of soupy, so I get the meat kind of heated up and get it going, and then I dump out a bunch of the water. Not all of it, but a bunch. I should have dumped out all of it. So now I've got soupy meat. And I start looking around like, okay, well, this is too soupy to put in a burrito, so how can I thicken it up? So I open up the fridge and I see some queso dip. Hey, that's thick-ish. I'll put that in there. That'll thicken it up. Nope. So I've got this cheesy taco burger slop heating up in a pan. And it's not getting better, and it's really soupy. And I'm like, that looks familiar. And I take a taste, and sure enough, it tastes like hamburger helper. So I'm like, well, all right, well, maybe I'll just do nachos. I've got cheesy meat here. And I've got some corn chips. I'll just do nachos. But it tastes like it tastes like hamburger helper. You can't have hamburger helper nachos. It just doesn't work. So I look in the fridge again, and I see a huge gallon of salsa that my wife bought. I'm like, okay, well, salsa's Mexican-ish tasting. Plop. Poured like a cup of salsa into this slop mixture. Stirred it up. Now it's legitimately like soup. It is runny and not good looking. So I let it heat and simmer in the hope of thickening up a little bit so it can be at least, you know, like dip and not soup. And long story kind of shortened, it was good for the first couple of chips. And then after that, it was just kind of like, no. I could hear my stomach and my brain and my body and my hand all going like, what are you doing? In slow motion, just like that, with every bite. Afterwards, I had heartburn and gas. So this concludes this episode of Dad Cooks Food. I hope you got a kick out of it as much as I did.